Jason Miller, Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth is 6/27/1969. This is for date of service 4/11/2023. Mr. Miller is a 53-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 20 years ago. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. For his diabetes, he is on Basaglar 15 units once daily. The patient states that he has not... The patient states that he was previously taking Steglumet. However, he stopped taking this and has only been taking basal insulin. For breakfast, he usually has a bagel or cereal. For lunch, it's usually fast food. And dinner is usually a variable meal. However, it is his biggest meal. His fasting blood sugars generally trend around 140. The patient has retinopathy, and he gets shots in his eyes every 6 to 8 weeks. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 7.2%. His previous A1C was 7.5%. At this point, my recommendation is to optimize his diabetic regimen and place him on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter. And use with caution, as the patient has a significant history of retinopathy and he gets shots in his eyes every 6 to 8 weeks. I will also recommend glipizide 10 milligrams extended release once daily. And we will continue the Basaglar 15 units once daily until the patient is done with the Ozempic. Until the patient is done with the Basaglar. And once the patient starts on Ozempic, then he may discontinue the Basaglar therapy, period. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, check a current lipid panel. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.